90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
Donny Tarrant, who's at Doris Bui. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon, Adrienne, and good afternoon to your listeners. You are very welcome, as indeed, of course, are all your listeners, to Doris Bui, this being International Women's Day. And I am joined by an amalgam, actually, of men and women. I am joined by Sinn Féin Councillor Larry O'Toole. I am joined by another Adrienne, Adrienne White, who is an attendee here and a course user. I'm joined by Ciara Sloan, who is a service user as well and a member of the board. And I'm also joined by Cormac Walsh, who is a drama teacher with the CDETB. I'm not going to use the full title because we'd be here until 10 to 1. You're all very welcome to this segment of the programme.
Thank you
very much. Adrienne, I'm going to start with you. You are an attendee of the course here, so of the building here, and you use the course, you use it for courses. I would imagine, based on that you're living locally. So, can you tell me what having Doris Bui in this location means to you?
It means so much. The list would be pretty long. I live alone, so that's my first thing that I found this Doris Bui to be. Great advantage to me. They've been very helpful. I've joined most of the courses that they run, and I just find it just a great advantage to me to living. I live near the area, and I also enjoy the courses.
And in relation to that, then we'll say over the years, just give us, without going into, you know, a big long litany, but how many courses and what type of courses? Actually, what type of courses would you have done, Adrienne, over the years here?
I've done drama, flower arranging, art. There's been other courses like mindfulness, which was very useful. And, of course, the art and the drama I find fantastic because they're both very, very enjoyable. The art is very relaxing and it just zones you out that you're not thinking about anything else but your art. And the drama is helping you to participate and allows you to show what you can do that you never thought you could do.
And in relation to that, then we'll say, you know, as somebody who maybe of an era who wouldn't have been used to having the likes of this here, do you think that it has changed your outlook on life and the way you look at things and the way you interact even with people?
Oh, definitely has changed tremendously. Because before I wouldn't be as much outgoing and I wouldn't have learned as much. They've taught so much here in the courses that, and like also I also did cooking classes, and it also brought me into more a different type of food that I wouldn't have used before.
And I mean, listen to you there, you'd be lost without it.
I would completely lost without it. Doris Bui means it's the most important thing in my life at the moment, and they do such wonderful, wonderful work.
And I mean, for anybody who hasn't been here, it's an absolutely fabulous amenity in the area as well. Larry, I suppose you'd be the natural man to come to so about that, because in the times we're living in, with all due respect, and probably an unfair question to ask you because you're not the party of power, but it's pretty obvious that to keep a facility like this going in an area to the standard that has been kept going at, that does not come cheap.
It does not, and I don't know what, off the top of my head, what budget they have. Maybe Sarah might know more about that. I mean, I think Adrienne has given a very good description of how good things are here. I remember PARC, Parents Alone Resource Centre, when they had two masonettes over in the old masonettes in Bunrahi Road. That's my first time I came across Parents Alone as a community activist, and obviously trying to get towards where we are today, or where Doris Bui are here in this beautiful building, beautiful setup. And coming from that, say 30 years probably, coming from that, you know, very small start. Like for me to walk in here this morning and see the activity, and the positivity and the energy. And you know, I'm privileged to be here today with Doris Bead to celebrate International Women's Day. And every time I come in here, you know, apart from a special occasion like this, any time I come in across the door here, and I can feel the energy, and I can see the goodwill. But also, what I have to acknowledge is the powerful and empowerment that has given women in this area, and men also. And then, obviously, and Sarah will probably talk more about this, but the whole press facility, all of that. And all of these things are enabling women in the area. And as Adrian said, you know, if she hadn't have found this place, her life would have been totally different. And this has enhanced her life, as it has for hundreds and hundreds of women in the Coolock area, and wider, actually.
And I think, Larry, you know me long enough and well enough to know that I would be one of those who would always advocate and press for good news stories in the area. And I mean, the work that's been done here in Doris Bee is definitely a good news story, and it's something that should be trumpeted, I think, around the area.
Well, I think that's one of the issues that we have in general, is that sometimes we only pick up on the negativity, and then we don't sometimes seek out the positive. And this is, I say, a most positive story. I mean, of all the things probably that have developed in the area over the years, you know, if you wanted to look at a very good example, Doris Bree is there in the tops. And that's what I mean, and you mean also about a good news story, in that you know, we hear all the first thing you hear about is the bad news in the area, and you know, we sometimes forget, as I say, about the positive. And we have it here, and we see it here, and it's living here in this building and in this community. It's just living here with the good folk here in Doris Bree.
Thanks, Harry. And indeed, that's an ideal opportunity to speak to a board member and a service user, Ciara Sloan. Ciara, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
Ciara, picking up on Larry's point there, I mean, you're walking down the two sides of the street here at the one time, because you're a service user, but you're also on the board of management. So I suppose you're in a position to go back to the board and say, this is what we need, this is what has to be done. Because I'm using the services, this needs to be tinkered with, we need to get this. Is it an easy river to straddle?
Well, I'm only quite new to the board. I only came on board after Christmas. I actually did a pilot scheme through Northside Partnership, so it wasn't as scary to go on a board then. I've been a service user for 10 years now. I was probably on my hands and knees coming in day one, but they've built me up and they've helped me along all the way. And like Adrian just said, there were plenty of courses, and it was always about more than the courses. It was about the people that were there. It was about empowering each other, giving a voice to each other, letting people speak, giving them the platform they needed, the resource they needed. And if anything, I've made lifetime friends here.
Yeah, and of course it goes without saying that our colleague John Healy has done countless interviews with Doris Bree over the years, and great friend of Doris Bree's, and vice versa. It's a two-way street there as well. In relation to it, I mean, the thing that impressed me, a couple of things. Number one, people talk about Doris Bree, oh, that's a creche for kids, and that's what a lot of people think is all that happens here for a start. And then when you come into the building, it doesn't look as big from the outside, if you know what I mean. It looks a lovely, nice, little, clean, compact building until you actually step into it. By God, there's some amount of things happening here.
There's a bit of everything coming here, and there's a place for everyone here. And I think that's the difference with Doris Bree. It doesn't matter what background, what life you come from, there's a place here for everyone, and there's support for everyone. You could be at wellness one day, and you could be creating anything day two, and there's everything for everyone, and there's that bit you need to give yourself self-confidence and feel the bit of worth, that you are worth something.
And I mean, as you say yourself there, and being a user now, being on the board, there's a wraparound service here, so no matter what you need, even if it's not here, it can be sourced and provided for you.
Oh, you're always provided extra support. It's ongoing support. If they can't directly support you here in Durrisbuy, they'll find the resource and they'll move you along. But you're not just left. That's not the end of the road.
As a master of interest, Kira, though, this might be an unfair question because you're pretty new to the board.
Yeah.
How many people are coming in here using this facility on a weekly basis or monthly basis?
Oh, it would range from month to month. I know there's over 80 children in their childcare at the minute, which is huge for an area like this. And like that, gives parents the opportunity to go back to work or to go on to further education, so that's huge. But service, I mean, there's plenty of people on the courses, but there's always a spot for anyone that needs one.
And that's brilliant. Cormac Walsh, Cormac, you're very welcome as well.
Thank you very much.
Cormac, you're a drama teacher, so obviously, of course, without saying that you do drama here with the service users as well, and of course, no stranger to Near FM as well. You've done a couple of plays with Near FM in your time. To deal with the people here and the drama, I would think, from my knowledge of the area over the years, that you have absolutely no problem getting a buy-in from the people.
No, not at all. It's incredible. Durrisbuy, it's such a safe environment. It's such a friendly environment. You know, it's a pretty much an all-female environment as well, and they call me one of the girls. You know, it's that welcoming. And today, yeah, absolutely no problem getting stories out of people for International Women's Day. Our focus today was on COVID, 2 years of what we've been through, and they had the room in stitches despite this tragedy. And it kind of echoes what Larry was saying about, you know, people often gravitate towards the bad news. When I bring in drama here, I just bring in all the skills and stuff, but my greatest resource are the people. And it's a testament to Durrisbuy that everybody comes in here, feels so safe, it's very easy for me to help them express themselves.
And just in passing, we were chatting before we went on air, a play that has been tremendously successful. I know I did an interview in relation to it a couple of years ago. Off-key, sort of, for what we're talking about today, but also maybe very pertinent being International Women's Day.
Yeah, okay. What you're referring to there is a play called I Am Adele, which I wrote with Susan Connolly. Now, Susan is a survivor of the Golden Bridge Industrial School. And again, like Larry was saying, people talk about the bad things all the time. But Susan told her story of survival. And when I started with Durrisbuy, the program manager here, Adele O'Connor, needed a story for International Day of Poverty, and it was about the voice of the child. So I got Susan Connolly and her script, which we'd only done three scenes, and we did it as a stage reading with Adrienne and all the other girls in the drama group. It proved really successful. And then last year, during the pandemic, we did a 10-scene version of it as a radio play, which was broadcast on Near FM. And I'm very, very pleased to say that this January it has been published, and we're hoping to do a launch in Newbridge, which is Susan Connolly's hometown. So Susan is very much like all of the ladies here. You know, she's a parent alone, and Durrisbuy give a great platform to her story.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. And again, I mean, the building is absolutely spotless, and it's a credit to everyone that's involved in it. Adrienne, just to touch on something that Cormac said there, and I want to come back to you on this. You have been 2 years without Durrisbuy, basically during restrictions and lockdowns and all that sort of stuff. So you're a perfect person to ask this question. Talk to me about pre-COVID, during COVID, and now it's back up and back the way it was.
Well, pre-COVID, it was something similar to the way it is now. It was an inviting place. We had lots of courses to do. And people came here who maybe had problems and that, and they talked to counsellors. And then during COVID, we started Zoom. So we did the classes on Zoom, and it was perfect. Maybe some people didn't like Zoom, but to me and a lot of other the women, they felt, well, it was better than nothing. At least we were able to see the people we've been meeting for a number of years.
And can I just interrupt you there, Adrienne, because prior to this, if somebody said Zoom to you, would you have had a clue what they were talking about?
Well, fortunately, I would, personally, but a lot of people wouldn't, which was, I was fortunate that I did, but there were a lot that didn't, but they learned, and they came on Zoom with us.
And just in relation to where we are now, because hopefully, and I fingers and everything else crossed when I'm asking this question. Hopefully, pandemic and COVID is in the rearview mirror and it stays there. Do you think, again, back being a service user, do you think that people actually took stock and have taken stock since they came back and maybe appreciate what they have here a little bit more than they would have before COVID?
Oh, definitely. We're all so delighted to get back into Durris Way. It's just elating. Everybody is happy and everybody's going around with a smile. They're just all happy to be back here in the building. We're back in the room again.
Well, Adrian, I don't think I could top that as a way of handing back to you. I think it's a positive note. The smiles on the faces, the people here today, it is a credit to everybody involved with the management and the staff here that run Durris Buí, and they like the Northside Patriots that were mentioned earlier on. Everything they do is for the community and for the betterment of the community. So, from one lady called Adrian, I am now going to hand back to another lady called Adrian on International Women's Day.
Ah, yes. Thanks, Tony. And thanks, Adrian, and all there. And I actually did speak to Susan Connolly about that play we had them on when we put the play. That play is up on the Near FM website. There's a podcast of it, I Am Adele. And it's lovely to hear all the stories and all the things that are going on down there. And thanks, Donny, for that.
90.3
867 1190
Near FM.